Parshas Vichukosai Shishi Paraklav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lema. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Rashi, Pasuk Beis. Vayidaber al Bnei Yisrael speak to the Jewish people. Vamarta Lehem say to them, Ish ki afli neder, if a person will make a vow, Erkcha nafshos Hashem, the person's shall be to Hashem according to the evaluation. Rashi says, ki afli yafrish b'fiv, who expresses with his mouth, to give a value to his soul, to say that the value of something which is dependent on my life is dependent on me, is incumbent upon me to do. That's the word nefesh. Like, for example, a heart. So the value of the zachar from 20 to 60, and his erech will be, his value will be, 50 shekel, the kesef shekel, kodesh, 50 shekel of silver shekel of the sanctuary. Rashi says, "V'ha'erech b'gomer ein erech zeh lashon damim." Erech does not mean the same value as the same meaning as the word dam, which means value. El bein shu yakar, bein shu zola, whether it's actually objectively more valuable or less valuable. Kifish enough, who erech hakasuv alav, perhaps according to the amount of years, is the fixed set of value for him. Erech kmo arach, which is the same word as arach. The kifal hakaf in lo yidati me'iz lashon. Rash doesn't understand why there's a double kaf in this lashon. Pasuk dal in the kevahi, and if it's a female, player kachash lashon shekel. If it's a female, then the value will be 30 shekel. Pasuk hev im ibn chamishanim vabes benishim shanav is from 5 years to 20 years. Player kachaz zachar esim shekel. So the value of the zachar would be 20 shekel. When kibah seres shkolim, and for a female, be 10 shkolim. Rashi says, "V'im ben chamishanim lo shehan noder katan," not meaning to say that katan, the younger 5-year-old, is making the neder for the erech she'ina b'davar katan klum, because the child can't make the darim. Now, gadol sha'amar erech katan zeh shu ben chamishanim alai. Rather, it's an adult who's saying the value of this child, this erech of the child, is upon me. That's how much he gives. Pasuk vav, "V'im ben chodesh v'aden chamishim shanah," he's a month old until 5 years old. V'arikachah zachar chamish shekel kesef, and the value of the zach will be 5 shekel. When the keva arikachah shlosh shekel kesef, and the keva would be 3 shkalim of kesef. Pasuk zayin, zumi ben shishim shana v'malva im zachar v'yekacha chamisha asar shekel. If it's over 60, if it's a zachar, then it's 50 shekel, and the keva asar shalom, and the female's 10 shekelim. Rashi says, zumi ben shishim shana, mishim yagia l'mihi zakeno, v'isha krova l'chashiv ki ish. When it's to get old, the woman is actually becoming closer to be treated like a man. The amri, inchi sabba v'vesa, tacha v'vesa, a man who's old in the house, it's like he's not so productive in the house, like a snare in the house. Safta bebesa, an old woman in the house, kaim bebesa allows the house to exist. Simana tava bebesa, and the simon is it's a good sign for the house. That's why the erech of the woman is actually not as worse, doesn't lose as much value as the erech of a man after the age of 60. Plus chasv machu, and if he's very poor, behemidu fnei kohen, and the kohen evaluates him. He sends him from the kohen, then erech also a kohen, and the kohen shall evaluate him. Al pi asher tagid tasig yad hanoder yachin, according to how much the ability of him, the one who made the nether, has, the kohen shall evaluate him. Rashi says, v'machu sheini yodam ha'kseges l'tein erech hazeh, he can't afford to pay this value. V'amidu l'na'arech l'fnei kohen, the person who's been evaluated, will stand before the kohen, v'arichu v'arichin l'ufi hasagas yad yado shamarech, and he would evaluate him according to the ability of the one who made the nether for the erechin. According to how much he has, he'll have to organize things to take, and only give him enough to live, so mita bekar bekeses, a staff, a pillow, and a blanket, and what he needs for his profession. And if he's a donkey driver, he gets his donkey. But other than that, according to his abilities, everything else will be taken for the erech value, and he would only have to be able to keep what he needs. If an animal of men offer an offering to Hashem, call Shrei Yitei Mimenu Hashem Yeh Kodesh. Anything that will be given from him to Hashem will be Kodesh. Rashi says, call Shrei Yitei Mimenu Amar Ragla Shazeh Ola Drav Kayamim. He says, this foot of the animal should be an Ola. It's lasting, but Timachel Lusrech Ola. If you sell the animal for the needs of the Ola, and therefore the value is of that specific aver becomes hektish, everything else is kulin. Plus again, lo sachli fenu, fulei mirasod, don't alter it, don't change it. Tov, barau, ra, betel, from good for bad, bad to good. Dimheimer yamir, behema, behema. If he does exchange an animal for an animal, behuli haya, usmar, sumar, so, yet kodesh, both it and its changed, meaning the alternate one, will be holy. Rashi says, tov, barau, tam, balmum, meaning good, it's right for a carbon, it has no mumen, to a carbon which has mumen. O ra, betel, chol, shikain, tov, betel, o ra, bara. If it's from bad to good, you can't do all the marasol from neutral, from good to good or bad to bad. Pasuk it out. Call behema tameh. Surely I can remember man of korban Hashem. The meat as behema finish. That's looking at kohen. If a person has a non-kosher animal that cannot be brought as korban to Hashem, but he has it evaluated, stood up before the kohen to become a korban. Rashi says, call behema tameh. But balas mum kasim dabur. Specifically, a bal mum shehi tameh lahakrav, which is invalid for a korban. Limcha kasov sheini hakdesh hakachim tamimim yosim nechum the pigeon. Elam Kein Hu Mu, it tells us that the only time you're going to have the Kachim, does not have a Baal Mum, can be allowed to be redeemed. It's only when it has a Mum, because that's the context of the Pesukim. Pasuk Yibbez V'arich HaKoyin Osa, the coin shall evaluate it. Being told being rather the good or bad, Kerechal HaKoyin Kein Yeh, according to what the coin evaluates, that's what it is. Rashi says, Kerechal HaKoyin Kein Yeh, L'shar Kol Adam, L'Kenosa, B'yad HaKadosh. It should be for the person who comes to buy it, for the gizbar, for the temple treasury, that's the value of the animal. Pasuk Yigim of Im Gali Galena, if he will redeem it, then he has to add a fifth to its value when he redeems this hektish. Rashi says, Im Gali Galena, Hechmer HaKasim Lohosu Chomesh, the Torah adds a fifth, Pechina Makdish Bias, and certainly one who is sanctified as a house, Pechina Makdish Sadev, sanctified as a field, Pechina Pidjun Maisashini, or redeeming Maisashini, Habalim Mosifim, Chomesh Loshar Kavada. The owners add a fifth and not the rest of the people. Meaning not owners. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ish ki yakdish is peso, kolosh Hashem. A person sanctifies his house to Hashem. Varich la coin being tov around the coin of value, so whether for a good price or a bad price. Sher yarich la soha coin ken yeikum. So according to the coin's valuation, that's what the value is. Pasuk Tesla. Vema makdish yigalas peso. A person who sanctifies his house, redeemed his house. Piasaf, piasaf, piasaf. And if he wants to redeem it, he has to add a fifth of its value, a love of that value, and then it will be his.